Major League Baseball, and also Atlanta, Georgia. And they had standing room only crowds in these cities. Now when the season opened in Brooklyn, they opened with Jackie Robinson at first base. They didn't have a sellout crowd at all. I think they had 13,000 people in the ballpark. When he first came to Pittsburgh, didn't draw anybody, anything unusual in crowds. They drew maybe, I'm guessing now because it's a long time ago, but they maybe we had 10 or 13,000 in the ballpark. It really wasn't the change in the major league cities as it was in the South. And that's the one thing I really remember about him. And of course the other things, the stories were we had to stay at different hotels and that sort of thing, which is, thank God it changed.
Did he change baseball with the style of play, bringing in a Negro League style of play? You hear about the stolen bases, the aggressive running. It sounds like it was almost a throwback to the Ty Cobb era, in a sense.
Well, I think, in a way, he changed baseball in as much as it was an individual change with his personality and his way of playing. His ability to run and stop and go and what have you and stealing bases was there, but the game of, in 1947, the game of baseball, especially in Brooklyn, with Duke Snyder and the Gil Hodges and the power hitters they had, was not to steal that many bases. And Pee Wee Reese had led the ball club in stolen bases. I think when he led the National League, it was with 20 some stolen bases, but a small amount, as you would think of it today. I think individually he didn't change the style of the game being played in the major leagues that much, but his individual style was really different than anybody that we had ever seen. I hadn't seen Cobb, but I assume he played somewhat like Jackie played. We had 96 stolen bases in the year back in the early 1900s, and that had to be. There's no question in my mind, Jackie, if they had been stealing bases at that time, would have held the record. He was unbelievable in his talent as a runner, and he was so agile that it was unbelievable.
Jackie's arrival literally changed the complexion of the National League. You start seeing the young Willie Mayses and Henry Aarons, Clemente's coming into the league. The American League didn't change. Were National Leaguers cognizant of that? Did you see a different brand of ball evolving from what the Yankees were still doing and the American League teams that chose to stay segregated longer?
Of course, Larry Doby was the first black player in the American League. I think it was really ownership more than anything else. I certainly couldn't prove this, but I believe the reason why Branch Rickey was a man that got into the, as they called him then, the colored leagues, because they came cheap and they were available and they had great talent. Amazingly, and this has never really been brought out by anybody that I've that played in that era, and I played a lot of baseball in the wintertime against Satchel Paige and black players that played in Southern California. As a matter of fact, I hit a home run off Paige when I was in high school at 17. But I had the chances to play against him. And the thinking at that time, the consensus was that black players were show people and wonderful to watch, but not the type of players that would be major league players that played, had to play every day for winning. Which was totally wrong, as it turned out, but that's what people thought about the colored leagues. And of course, they had great stars, and they had records that were fantastic. But the story was the records were not really records because they didn't keep them accurately or whatever. These are stories, not the truth.
Right.
And so, when Jackie hit the scene, all of a sudden people started to change their mind about the talent that they had and the ability. And the National League took advantage of that. And the last black player to be signed by a major league club was Pumpsy Green of the Boston Red Sox. And of course, Rocky had the money to go out and get them. He was a very rich man and didn't go after them. And so management, I think, had more to do with it than the ability, of the, because the players are there. There's no question about that. And, of course, it ruined the colored leagues because they lost all their players, right. The good ones. And they finally went down the train, the tube. And the thing that's gonna be interesting in the foreseeable future, what's going to happen to Japanese baseball? They're going to ruin that league, those leagues over there, too. They're going to be here in the States playing.
Need to change that. Okay.